It doesn't take a sociologist or even a rocket scientist to know that we're living at a time when rudeness and insulting behavior abound. That an innocent person could be dragged off an airplane because an airline overbooked the flight says something about the age in which we are living. And wouldn't one expect that after such behavior has been exposed that it would end? But no. Recently, a family was threatened with jail time for the adults and foster care for the children if they didn't get off a flight because the airline, Delta, wanted the seat the parents had paid for their toddler. I have to say, the experience of flying tries my patience. The rushing, then waiting for endless hours, employees who seem to disappear when there's a problem, and other passengers who see the waiting room as an extension of their bedroom, speaks to lack of civility. But it's not only airlines and airports where rude behaviors manifest. When was the last time you drove anywhere? Whether being cut off in traffic, honked at, or flipped off, aggressive, even belligerent behavior contributes to that modern phenomena, road rage. I have to admit, there have been times that I would have loved to scream out the window of my car at somebody, but I held my tongue. And turning on the car radio is no relief. Pick the wrong station and you'll hear some talk show radio host ranting and raving and insulting those who disagree with him. I mention this because in Israel, a country not necessarily associated with civility, something interesting occurred. One of the largest coffee chains in the country, Cafe Cafe, is now giving customers a 25% discount to those who say, please and thank you, when ordering their coffee. 25% for just being polite. I remember as a kid being asked, what are the magic words? Please and thank you, we would respond. For without those words, certain things just didn't happen in our house. Well, it seems as if Cafe Cafe has made please and thank you magical once again. Not only does one get their coffee, one also gets a discount. My cynical side has me think, perhaps this is a marketing ploy. But I hope not. The CEO of the company says he hopes the program will, quote, encourage more respectful conversation in Israel society, unquote. Frankly, I appreciate what the chain is doing, but I have to say I'm a bit sad that we have to give people an incentive to be polite. I thought we were supposed to be polite because that's the way civilized people interact. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and our JewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks. Thanks for listening.